When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's my one thing with your whole premise on these cycles, especially with Bitcoin. What if, like Weimar Germany, you know, it went like this all the time, and then eventually, bro, it hyperinflated and the currency went to zero. What if that happens with American dollars and it all pours into and collapses into Bitcoin and you're sitting on the sidelines? Do you ever think about that?
No.
What if it happens?
It's a small probability and it's an unlikely probability. Because I feel like they would dump it into CBDCs before they dump it into Bitcoin, bro. Like, these guys run the world.
So you think these cycles are going to keep repeating?
Bro, they've always been repeating beginning of dawn. Like, the New York Stock Exchange one day will implode. All the companies will go to zero. They'll be bought up, privately held. This idea of, like, having a public stock exchange is another big-ass gimmick, because what you're doing is you're funneling taxpayer money, you're funneling people's salaries into propelling your own shares,
yep,
and then exiting your own shares and letting people
share buybacks, pumping up the price, CEOs cashing out.
It's just a big
everything's
gimmick.
A Ponzi.
Everything is a Ponzi. And once I realized that, I was like, I just need to identify which guys are the ones that are going to run the game really well, bet on the winning horses, and the guys that I know that are full of shit, because you're not dealing with companies, you're dealing with people.
Sure.
So once I realized, dude, there's so many scammers in here, I can bet against them and make money. Let's do it.
Yeah.
So every time I short, because I think from a moral standpoint, I like telling people that I'm shorting something,
yeah,
because you are betting against something, and I don't like betting against stuff. But if I get public warnings about it,
it's going down.
I'm clean. So short the market with these scammers, guys. It's not very hard to do. Don't use leverage.
Yep.
I don't use leverage. I'll never get liquidated on a trade ever.
So you just have a big balance on the exchange just in case.
I have a big enough balance. Yep. I never use stop losses. The reason
because you can cover it all.
Because I never take big trades that I'm not able to cover. So I'll do like a 3x leverage. Let's say I have a $3 million bankroll in an exchange. I will never do more than a $250,000 trade.
I see.
Never. Why? Yeah. Because I'm trying to, dude, give me the 3% gain for the week. Give me the 5% gain. Give me the 1% gain.
For sure.
I don't want to lose money.
Yeah.
I'm not I'm in preservation mode. You know, yeah, like keep what I got. I can live. And now I want to go into multiplication mode once the next bull run rolls around. Yeah. And the next mission for me now is creating more money, right? So I was worth a couple $1 million last bull run. This bull run, I'm worth a couple more shekels.
Yep.
And I just have to position myself for the next bull run to maximize. But it's happened before and it'll happen again, bro. People don't seem to learn. There is a Roman proverb that says, the fool deserves to be fooled. Which means what? If you're an idiot and you get finessed and you lose your money, that's on you, because you were a fool. You deserve to be fooled.
Mm-hmm.
Fooled. So what is your job? To become educated, intelligent, and independent, so when the gimmick comes, you can identify it and you can capitalize on it. Not, oh, this guy's a scammer. This guy's nobody put a gun to your head to buy that. Nobody did. You just fell for it because you are a fool. So it's a fool's market and there's money to be made. So it's time to wise up.
Incredible. Next bull run, what are you most excited about? And what are the things that you've learned from last mistakes that you made to capitalize further in this current one?
Less, more sizable bets. So instead of spreading shotgun,
yeah,
focusing on
like
four to five projects that I know are going to thrive, and getting to know the team, playing with them, and going in heavy. That is my, I did a lot of bouncing, and you probably see it in crypto. There's different like niches that have waves. Yep. Like you'll have your shitcoins wave, and then it'll pump to your animal tokens, and it'll pump
DeFi,
to your
DeFi, NFT,
and it runs in cycles. And what do people do? They move their tokens chasing cycles. So they're always lagging.
Yep.
Instead of positioning themselves in a cycle that they know is going to do extremely well. Like
before everyone's there.
Yeah. Before anybody's there and just running it up.
Incredible.
So I think my portfolio did 2020 at 40x, 42x.
Wow.
That's why I don't buy Bitcoin as a trading pair.
Sure.
Because I can't grow that quickly. And I'm at the point right now where, dude, I'm in my mid-20s. I'll go back to zero if I have to. I don't give a fucking damn. Yeah. I slept in my car.
Yeah.
I want to go for a big play, and I want to ride the gondola. I don't want to work, dude. I'll live under my under a bridge before I work another day in my life. 10
million deals only.
$100 million deals, bro. That's the name of the game. The second thing I want to do in this next bull run is get more involved with actual founders and projects and start playing the crypto product space as opposed to just the crypto investing space. The ones that make a lot of money are the people at hold and the people at found projects or create 100%. Coins. So now I want to get into the little bit of the founders, the product side, now that I've really been able to understand the space, and potentially toss them some private equity in there, get in some deals, probably get some allocations, some tokens to some projects early on. And yeah, just rerun the cycle, hopefully with more money than I did last run. And if I can do a 20X, bro, I think we'll be in a good situation. And 20X, anybody that knows crypto, 20X is really
attainable.
Easy. Very easy.
And would you say, in order to get in this stuff with you, is there any way to do that? Maybe Capital Club?
So Capital Club kind of works right now, functions in a private club manner because it is a club. And part of my plan, I was telling you about it, is to bring deal flows that I get access to through my influence and my connections to Capital Club members. So one of the things that I did extremely well last bull run is take the allocations that all my buddies gave me, not from Poo Poo Coin and MILF Coin and all that bullshit garbage. I'm talking about like real projects that have real founders and that are actually going to push to become successful and to find product market fit. I like to get allocations in those because I get them at a discounted rate. And it's usually basically, if the token goes down at all, I'm still break even because I've received it at a discounted price. So there's lockup periods for that. You got to hold it 1, 2, 3 years at times.
For sure.
But I've been buying stuff recently with the hopes that it'll be unlocked by the next bull run. And I'm counting on it.
And you had a token allocation, I believe you told me this, at Capital Club. I think you put in somewhere around 50 or 100K and you made, what, 5 mil or something
so,
like
that? No, it was a little bit more. It was like, wow. It was like 4. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Token allocations are crazy because I know guys that really were printing money with token allocations.
Yeah.
Printing money with token allocation. And the reason is because they're buying something that's literally worth nothing.
Yep.
And when the market inflates it to $1 billion market cap, that shit flies.
Yeah.
That shit flies. And that's a lot of money. So what could be $20,000 today could literally be $1 million tomorrow at a 50X. If you do not know how crypto works and you don't see a 50X being possible, then you haven't seen crypto runs yet. Because that shit goes parabolic and it goes really fast. But it also implodes.
Exactly.
So that's where it's high risk, high reward. I'm a guy that bets and plays on bets. Yep. And so far they've worked. I don't win every time. Yeah. Dude, I've my biggest trade, I lost 3.5. But it's okay.
Yeah, because you won more.
Because it's all about size, right? Yep. So it's like you lose 3, but you make 5.
Sure.
So it's like Warren Buffett is out here making big sizable bets.
Yep.
If I'm trying to in any way, shape, or form be in the shadow of a man like this, I need to be taking sizable bets. So my goal is not to take a ton of bets, is to make sure that the bets that I take, because that's all bets.
Yeah.
All of life is a gamble. It's all probabilities. You running a business, you starting a business, and think that any way, shape, or form it's safer than what I'm doing is statistically wrong, because most businesses implode and fail within 2 years.
100%.
Right? So business isn't the only vehicle to make money.
Yep.
And I came to realize that I just have to be really good at risk and reward. Many people are running their business. It's low risk, but it's also low reward. I don't have time for that. I'm high risk, high reward because I know what I'm worth and what I want to do in life.
And you don't have to sell the top too. Like one thing that I saw you do is you cashed out all your Bitcoin, I believe at 55.
Yeah.
People called you a fucking idiot.
Between 59.5 and 55. And people were tripped. They were like, you're an idiot. You're a loser.
I would have been flipping out on you if I knew you back then, bro. I was 100K all the way to the moon.
And then I sold all my ETH 2 days or 3 days after the Bored Ape Yacht Club land sale,
which was
at 3,950. No, never mind. I sold all my ETH at 3,950. I think it was previous to the entire Bored Ape Yacht Club land sale because I did not find any more upcoming supernova events that were going to take place in the crypto space.
Sure.
The richest guy already bought. The most popular company, Tesla, already bought and dumped.
Yep.
Everybody's already in here. We're spending $1 million on monkey photos. There's too much excess cash in here. there needs to be some damage.
Yep.
So I decided to bet against the markets, bro, and it worked.
My dad texted me actually on the day of the Bitcoin top. He said, thinking about buying a Bored Ape Yacht Club, like jokingly. That was it, bro. Should have known right there.
There you go, bro.
Yeah. So now I know. Those are little subtle keys that literally...
When the people that don't do shit between bear markets start getting greedy,
yep,
you know that it's the end because they are the last people to get on board.
Yep.
The lazy motherfuckers that just want it for the money, they're the exit liquidity.
Incredible, bro.